Justin Brayton, Indianapolis, you're dealing with a foot injury, kind of one of those things week to week. You said it was feeling good coming in, but not now.
Now it's like the worst it's been. I'm actually going to Asterisk right now to get it x-ray. I don't know, man. I heard it good this time. Yep. But, yeah, it felt great coming in. I haven't, you know, practiced during the week for 2 weeks, and then this week it felt pretty good. I was nervous after Daytona with such a rough track, like it hurt, but on Sunday, Monday, it kind of came around pretty quick, and I actually wanted to ride on Wednesday, but I'm like, nah, let's get it better, and so I feel good this weekend, and felt good all up until I basically hyperextended it backwards in the whoops, and just, yeah, it's hurting.
Did you come close to pulling it in?
No, definitely not pulling it in, but I just kind of managed from there. I was in 10th, and I had a big gap on Sealy, so I just kind of rode it in and got 10th, and hopefully I can manage this thing, and I really hope that it's not fractured. So
it's too bad. It's a good track for you, good place for you. You were flying at press day, apparently, so things were looking good.
Yeah, and honestly, the first practice, I felt really good tonight, and it just slowly got worse and worse and worse, and it's tough because I can't ride on the ball of my foot, so I'm riding on my heel, and then, yeah, it's difficult, but all good.
You can't go out. This team can't lose any more riders.
No. Tony was just trying to figure out a way to get me a different foot peg or something to try and manage it. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep racing for sure, but just going to see the extent of it right now.
All right, thank you.
Cool, thank you.